Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think last year's success recipe is not this year's success recipe. Last year, we were all questioning Brandon Bean's decision to not give Josh a number one receiver. Buffalo Bills probably has the best trio of talent at the tight end position in the whole league. Those guys can play, but that's not a recipe for longevity when you have a third and six. You cannot be in 12 or 13 personnel. Well, you have, you know, got to have situations where somebody on the outside has to consistently beat man to man.
That is Cam Newton, his assessment of the Bills offense. Best tight end room in the league? Did he say that? Right?
I think they're a pretty...
Kincaid's good.
Yes.
If he can stay on the field. I like the roles that Hawes and Knox are in. I don't know. There's Cam Newton saying some stuff about the Bills offense. Just like we say stuff about the Bills offense. You don't have to agree with what we say. I'm not sure I agree with everything Newton said there. Getting someone who can win outside is like, wow, that's very high on the list for sure. So the tight end thing just sort of stood out there, but not to dwell on that. 803-0550 is the phone number. Nate Geary in for Mike Schoep today on the Bulldog. I promised we'd go right back into calls, so we're going to go right back into calls. Eddie is first up this segment. Hi, Eddie. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, nice job. Nice filling in. Next man up, right, Gary? Okay.
That's right.
I'm impressive, guys. Thank you. It's kind of a fresh breath of fresh air, actually, guys. Just kind of, I needed to kind of let the air out and let it, you know, diffuse a bit. It was nice to hear that Bulldog had a good night after the game, because I actually did too, and just let it go. I just wanted to just like, that's the one I don't want to watch the tape on.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah. You know, and I loved hearing that, so that's good. But, you know, I personally, it's funny, I told my dad, he asked me before the game. I go, yeah, I'm usually wrong anyway, but I'm like, yeah, I don't have a good feeling. He's like, why? I go, because down in Miami, their offense is on point, and we've always had trouble with it. Even when we beat them, their offense is on point against us. So I was concerned, and they, to be honest with you, the way we've beaten them like a drum, there's probably one team they want to beat the most, and it's got to be us. But not that they had it together to do it, but you give them enough opportunity, it starts to build. They think this is the chance. This is the time we can put them.
Sure,
And they did it, you know. But it goes back to my other point, which goes back to the week before. And this is the way seasons are marathons. This is how I view it. And if I can't take the ups, then I really can't handle the downs. And so I didn't celebrate for beating the Chiefs. But if there's one team I want to beat, it's the Chiefs, man. Mm. And so I'm going to enjoy that week. I don't care if we didn't deserve it or we did deserve it, or I don't even care. If Mahomes and that team walks off the field, irregardless of the fact that maybe, you know, what we should do later, or I can't buy into that. And I just feel like if you can't take the ups, then these downs are going to just even smash you harder. And these are going to happen, especially this year. Never seen so many high-quality quarterbacked teams handle massive adversity this year. And it just seems like that was the day we were going to have. Every time, as you said, we decided to get our game together. something else would happen. I mean, James Cook, you know, Josh fumbling, throwing the interception in the end zone. I mean, these things just don't happen. Eventually, the team is just going to constantly be deflated. And I'm not making excuses because I hated their intensity. I hated the way they approached the game. And but, you know, thank you guys for everything you're doing.
All right, Eddie. Appreciate the call there. I don't know. I don't want to make it sound like I was in a good mood after the Bills lost this game. It's just that
you weren't ready to burn the world.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's funny. I mean, I went to the joint I always go to, and there it was pretty, you know, 6:30 on Sunday night. They were shutting up at 7:15, so like it wasn't a long run. But there were a few Bills fans there, and there was one couple sitting at the bar, and they recognized me from this job, and we just started talking about the game, and they yelled some, I yelled some, and we're just sort of, you know, throwing back beers and just commiserating, and then the dude I love this so much. They're like, but you know, really, I'm fine.
Yeah,
you know, they're fine, right? I'm like, yeah, they're probably fine.
Yeah.
Now it's Wednesday, and I'm not sure. I mean, that was probably the beer talking Sunday night. Like, I'm not sure they're fine.
The thing about games like Sunday is that how long, like, at what point was it like, okay, this game's actually over? I think it was probably the first long Achan touchdown where I was like, all right, this is over. But even after the Josh fumble, I'm like, well, it's going to be much harder, but they're still going to do it. Like, they're still going to do it. Right. So that game happens every other year where it's just like...
That's why I asked Eric about it. Like, when you're watching a game, like, you're just waiting for the thing that's going to get them right.
It reminded me of the Jaguars game.
Because I kind of do that, too. I'm just... Is it... All right, just come on. Do the thing. It's like the kid with the stick poking the... Like, do something, right? That meme. You know, that's what I feel like watching.
Just do something.
Just do something. Yeah. Do something, yeah, and then it never happened on Sunday. And yeah, that is familiar, like the Jacksonville game from you're talking about the Urban Meyer nice.
Oh yeah, yes I am. That was the game that you would have gotten a lot of fire Brian Daboll calls.
Yeah, no question. All right, thank you for the call there. Adam is up next. Hi, Adam. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey guys, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Great. So, knowing that this roster's gotten older, thinner. The cap situation's in a scary, scary spot, and it's been almost semi-cap hell. I want to ask if this season results in either a first-round bounce out, missing the playoffs, or not even winning the division, do you think the GM should be fired? Now, I know that people are skeptical about like changing the head coach, so I'm saying maybe just the GM, because you don't really know who the next hot GM is. Whoever it is, I'd rather take someone that works under Howie Roseman because he's like the best GM right now in the
right,
league.
Right.
But, like, do you think, I want to ask you guys flat out, if any of those three results happen, do you think the GM should be fired?
I'm going to stumble with that phrasing.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
He should be fired. I think there is, if they don't get right here,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Get Right? Win the division? They got some work to do to pull that off. If you looked at New England's schedule, it's hellaciously easy. But, you know, whatever. They're not great. They could stumble. They're 8-2. It's kind of incredible to me that they're on a 7-game winning streak, I think.
Yeah.
We covered this a little bit earlier. I feel like with what has happened with Bean, going all the way back to the day after the draft and going as hard as he went about what they had, what he believed they had. Look, I signed Josh Palmer. Yep. We scored our 30 points and all this stuff. And, like, you know, it's idiotic to be, focused so much on adding receiver because look at our results last year. Right away, it was not like the most heated point to make, but my objection to all of that is, you know, I didn't enjoy the way he, you know, went off on our friends and coworkers and whatever, but, you know, whatever, tempers flare, I that's not unforgivable or anything to me. So, like, I'm not deeply offended or anything. I just thought banking on your results from last year, holding that up in a year where your turnover differential was so incredible. And this is not me not expecting them to take the ball away or discrediting them because they've been great at taking the ball away year over year over year under Sean McDermott. They only gave it away 8 times, which is ridiculously low. Yeah. And just regression in that area was bound to make this year harder
yep.
for them offensively. Not so much because they won't take it away, which they aren't doing as much, by the way, but and they had the little streak of not losing the turnover differential. But I just thought they would lose the ball more often this year, and that would make it harder to have the same offensive results, and they are. Like, the games they've lost, they've given the ball away, and it's hurt them. So that puts that puts more pressure on everything else, right? It puts more pressure on receivers to get open. You're just not going to be in as many comfortable games and comfortable situations. And so I feel like being back in April – sort of put a target out, like, boy, that better work. You better be right. And what did the trade deadline teach us? That he already, whether it was he arrived at this conclusion himself or other people in the organization had an intervention with him. I mean, yeah. I don't want to exaggerate, but, like, we need a guy. He went shopping. He went big game hunting at the deadline. I absolutely believe everything that I heard about what they were trying to get accomplished last Tuesday, and he didn't get anything done. I think a part of the reason he was as frustrated, bordering on angry about that last week when he spoke is because he knows.
Yeah.
He's out there. He went out. He walked on a plank he built for himself,
yep.
and now he's at the end of it. And if this doesn't come together, I think he, for the first time, is going to be more criticized than the coach, which mm-hmm. is which says
hard,
a lot.
Because, hard to do.
Right?
Because he's got his warts.
I think that's where we are.
I also think, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, like, I think last year lied to them a little bit.
Yeah.
And to assume that they were going to have an NFL record for most games they've won the turnover battle was not a realistic thing to lean back on. Like, you can assume, like, even if it regressed only by 10 or 15%, one score games, a 10 or 15% regression in turnover rate is going to matter in those games. And yeah. they've lost, other than last week, one score games that they lost the turnover battle in. So I a little of it is their performance offensively last year in a season your quarterback won the MVP was bound to regress. And instead of really saying, hey, Josh Palmer's it, and this is the move you're getting on offense, they looked at it and said, hey, Josh Palmer's what you're getting on offense. We're putting all of our horses in on the defense. And to mm-hmm. kind of leave the offense to say, my whole philosophy is they scored 30 last year, I'm good. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So I got to take him at his word. That was a flawed, at the time, I think we all thought it was flawed. But hey.
Yep. I've got them at 3 lost fumbles and 5 picks so far. So they've got 8 turnovers, which was, I believe, their entire total through 17 games last year.
Yep.
If you're scoring at home, we are 9 games through because you can't divide 17 evenly, so we're not halfway through, but you get the point. They've already reached their turnover total from last year, and they still have 8 games left to play. So I think that's tough. It was also foreseeable. Thanks for the call. 803-0550 is the number. More calls coming up. Sal at the top of the hour. He's Nate Geary in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.